Moving over to our self-improvement, users have been deeply reflecting on personal boundaries, confidence, and the hidden traps of social behavior. A post titled "What's Something You Stopped Explaining Once You Became More Confident in Yourself?" sparked significant discussion with 229 points. The OP noted that true growth often looks less like becoming loud and more like losing the need to make everyone else understand your choices. Top comments resonated heavily with this shift. One user with 253 points stated they stopped explaining why they do not drink at parties, asserting that nobody is owed a backstory. Another user became comfortable simply stating they like things simple and boring. Commenters described a general evolution in their cadence of communication. When they notice forced effort or a lack of mutual interest, they simply give less. Many noted they no longer argue or explain themselves more than once when someone holds a mistaken view, realizing that if a person isn't genuinely willing to adjust their perspective after a single explanation, it is time to stop trying. Users also shared how they hold back personal stories that previously left them feeling uncomfortably vulnerable, choosing instead to detach from gossip, negativity, and the past. This natural shift leads to fewer connections, but the ones that remain are much deeper and deeply fulfilling. In another deeply introspective thread titled "No Desire to Save Relationships, How Do I Fix This?" a user admitted to having zero desire to save friendships, routinely dumping people at the slightest sign of trouble and feeling entirely happy and unregretful afterward. The OP gave an example of getting jealous of their best friend, feeling like an insect around them, confessing it, and cutting them off completely. The community offered profound pushback and psychological insight. A top comment with 155 points challenged the notion of being a good friend while bailing at the slightest discomfort, suggesting that the OP is merely rationalizing an inability to handle bad feelings under the guise of power. Another user with 87 points pointed out that the relief felt isn't about losing the friends, but rather about escaping the heavy discomfort of jealousy and unrequited emotions. While cutting people off provides a clean escape, commenters warned that it prevents the user from ever learning to tolerate difficult feelings, eventually leaving them entirely alone. Struggling with an existential crisis, a user asked, "How do I fucking win in life?" describing a complete loss of purpose, passion, and direction, while feeling empty, exhausted, and terrified that something inside them is permanently broken. The community rallied with grounding advice. One top commenter suggested that the repetitive nature of everyday life drains purpose, recommending travel or adventures to awaken dormant parts of the soul. Another user emphasized that winning is a mindset rather than a destination, urging consistency in daily gratitude practices. Others stressed the ultimate power of acceptance in finding peace. Continuing the theme of personal hurdles, a 24-year-old user posted, "I feel very unrefined, uneducated, uncultured, uninformed, unsocial, UN living. How do I fix myself?" detailing struggles with finishing their first semester in architectural engineering, forgetting high school knowledge, and numbing their mind with social media. The community offered compassionate, tactical advice. Top commenters emphasized that the user doesn't need to fix everything at once, which only leads to overwhelm and falling back into endless scrolling. Instead, they recommended building a ridiculously small system, reading just 2 pages, doing 25 phone-free minutes of university work, and finding one reason to leave the apartment every day. By letting these tiny habits compound over time, the user can build sustainable momentum without burning out. Rounding out the subreddit, a post asked, "What are things we unknowingly do that keeps us miserable?" Top comments highlighted the subtle, destructive forces of negative self-talk, comparison, a lack of gratitude, and saying no too much out of a desire to stay safe inside the comfort zone, whereas true fulfillment often hides behind unexpected yeses. Over in our biohacking, the conversation heavily centered around peptide stacks, particularly retatrutide for weight loss and metabolic optimization. A progress update titled 2 months on Reta only 4 milligrams week brought in strong engagement, mirroring another popular progress thread celebrating 2.5 months on retatrutide where a user dropped 9.3 kilograms while integrating MOTSC alongside it. Another milestone post titled "Just Pinned for the First Time" featured a user overcoming mental hurdles and anxiety about starting retatrutide after browsing the community's success stories. Community members welcomed them to what they jokingly called the dark side, where we ironically lighten up, assuring them that food would soon become entirely optional. Advanced biohackers also dissected complex protocols, such as a post titled Rate My 10 Peptide Stack, Fat Loss, Recovery, Cognition Plus Mitochondrial Support. The 39-year-old user detailed a heavy regimen including retatrutide, a glow blend of GHKCU, BPC-157, and TB-500, alongside standalone peptides. Commenters warned the user that their epitalin dose was incorrectly translated and far too high, recommending a drop down to 500 micrograms. Meanwhile, a user panicking in a thread titled I Think My Reta Don't Work wondered why 7 mg of retatrutide split weekly wasn't killing their appetite. The community quickly identified the culprit. The user was concurrently stacking CJC-1295 and Ipamorlin, known peptide secretagogues that actively induce intense hunger and water weight retention, easily overpowering the retatrutide. Finally, in our Huberman lab, discussions ranged from circadian biology to cold exposure and electrolyte testing. A scientific post titled Another Reason to Get Morning Light Consistently: Your circadian clock may help protect against infection, highlighted a new study showing that Staphylococcus aureus invasion of human lung cells fluctuates dramatically by 2 to 3 times depending on the cellular circadian phase and the integrity of core clock proteins like BMAL1. In fitness and physiology, a user asked, has anyone actually done a sweat test to measure electrolyte loss, noting visible salt crusting on their clothing after long runs? Commenters suggested that formal tests might be unnecessary if you already know you lose heavy salt, advising that simply adding salt to taste and monitoring how your body feels is an effective, intuitive guide. Shower temperatures and mental fortitude also sparked debate. A post titled Hot vs. Cold Showers questioned whether hot showers increase libido while cold showers decrease it due to blood flow shifts. Meanwhile, a user sharing a quick confidence tip argued that enduring cold water plunges breaks through the brain's governor limits. The community response was characteristically blunt and humorous. One top comment joked that it was one of those rare times they wished a post had been AI-generated, while another user shared their personal mantra for cold exposure, advising themselves to simply tell themselves it's just cold, you actual pussy, to stay in the water longer.